blessings and welcome to Hope, helping other people evolve through spiritual wellness with hope. As always, I am Hope. Welcome, brothers and sisters. It's been a while, but I'm here to share the good news. And today our good news is coming from Romans 8. I'll be reading from the NLT translation. And the truth reads, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. If you, brothers and sisters, have chosen God, chosen to believe and trust that he has sent Jesus for you to forgive your sins, to die and to rise again, then you are called according to his purpose for you. So brothers and sisters, I trust that you will walk in that truth today, expecting a miracle all around you. Don't miss it. I trust that you will grasp on to the hand of God and seek ye the kingdom first, so that he can add all things that you need unto you and more, because he's a faithful God. Let us pray. First, giving honor to God for being the head of our lives and the center of all that we do. Father God, we give you the glory and the honor this morning. We come before you, your humble servants, bended knees and repentant hearts. Father God, first and foremost, we thank you for this day. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, whatever we are going through, we thank you, because we know you are faithful and it will work out for our good, because we love you, because we trust you, Father. Today, I lift up my brothers and sisters, especially those that are feeling down, especially those that feel like they are being weighed and boggled down by the pressures of life. I lift them up to you, Father, asking that right now you restore their peace, asking right now that you give them exactly what they need to move forward, Father. Father, I ask that you cover the ones that are sick and shut in, that you will continue to show them that you're present, because your word says that you would never leave or forsake us, Father God, and we trust and believe that. Father, I lift up those that are weary about finances, don't know which way to turn, Lord Jesus. Help them to remember that you are sovereign in all times, and that you are the provider, and that you will provide everything we need, Father. I bless the listener today with the abundance of your Holy Spirit. Let the fire of your love fall upon them. Let the grace and mercy that you give so faithfully every day be present and evident in their sight, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the listener and those that continue to listen, Lord Jesus, that they will know you on a higher level. Show them, Lord Jesus, that you do love us, even in the storm, that you do care about everything that we go through. So, Father God, I thank you. Excuse me. I thank you that we can walk in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus, that we can know that you will do what your word says, because it doesn't return to you void. We thank you, Father God. I ask for a special blessing for my children today, Lord, and I declare from me and my house that we will serve the Lord God Almighty. And I pray that my brothers and sisters remember to do the same. I thank you, Father God, because your word doesn't change. You don't change, and we can trust that. So, Lord, let this be a miraculous day for us that love you. Let us know and see your plan and purpose for us today, that we may walk in it in full alignment with you, knowing that everything that comes our way is taken care of, because your word says no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And we believe you, Lord. I thank you for my brothers and sisters, and in your holy, mighty, and matchless name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. And we all say amen. Amen and amen. Brothers and sisters, no matter what you're going through, Trust that the Lord is still sovereign. Trust that the Lord is still in control. Let Him be in control. Let go and let God, and enjoy this day. Enjoy your time here with your family. And if you don't have family, know that you are part of this family and that you are loved. And if you need a special prayer, send me a message and I'll gladly pray with you. All for the glory of God and in His Majesty's name, it shall be done. Thank you for joining me here on Hope, helping other people evolve through spiritual wellness with hope. As always, I am Hope. I love you. I believe in you. Keep feeding your spirit and have a miraculous day.